The Montreal Canadiens took on old friend P.K. Subban and the Nashville Predators in a visit to Music City last night, and Subban helped defeat his former squad in Nashville's 3-1 win. Subban made a nice pass to the newly acquired Brian Boyle, who scored his first goal since joining Nashville, one timing a slap shot off that feed from Subban midway through the third period, and Victor Arvidsson added Nashville's third goal a couple of minutes later. Thomas Tatar scored for Montreal. They hadn't lost back-to-back games since early January before last night. Pekka Rinne made 34 saves in net for Nashville. Carey Price stopped 32 shots for Montreal in the loss. Now, the Habs did welcome a new player of their own, trading a fourth-round draft pick to the LA Kings for forward Nate Thompson. He's got just 4 goals and 2 assists in 53 games with the Kings this year. The Toronto Maple Leafs increased their second-place lead in the Atlantic Conference to 3 points over the Boston Bruins with a 6-3 win against the Golden Knights in Las Vegas. Auston Matthews scored twice for the Leafs while recording his 100th career NHL point. In college women's basketball, the Norwich Cadets got off to a good start against St. Joseph's College of Maine in Northfield last night. The Cadets built up a 22-14 lead in the first quarter, but it was all Monks after that as St. Joseph's pulled away for a 72-49 win. Mary Casamassa and Riley Bennett led Norwich with 13 points apiece. They play their final home game of the season tomorrow against the Riviera Raiders. Now we turn to some news from the slopes at West Mountain Resort in Queensbury, New York, where a number of men's and women's teams were competing in the Eastern Collegiate Ski Conference a little over a week ago. Castleton University was one of those teams, and the women came in first, securing their second straight ECSC McConnell Division title. But that was not even close to being the most important win of the day. Instead, it was Castleton's Kylie Mackey and Lynn Youngmo and what they did, helping to save the life of a skier from Babson College named Victor Wyacek. Wyacek was making his run when he lost an edge. I spoke with the 23-year-old Youngmo, a native of Sweden, about what happened next. She and Mackey were working as gatekeepers when Wyacek crashed right in front of them.
His ski comes undone from his boot, and he happens to land on it and kind of slide on it. So the ski just tears up his leg and cuts through an artery.
What did you do then?
Everything happened very fast, but Victor immediately knew that something was wrong. So he pretty much sits up and screams for help. And Kylie's dad is the first one on the scene, and he screams for help too. So in that moment, me and Kylie just sprints up towards him and tries to help him the best that we can.
Did you have any idea when you reached him and saw what was happening? There's a problem here. He could bleed out.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a very near-death experience. There was this blood everywhere gushing out. So we just tried to stop the bleeding. And Kylie's dad is holding pressure on his leg while Kylie is using her jacket that she just happened to have on and ties that into a tourniquet to try to stop the bleeding. And then another coach hands me a belt, and I'm doing a second tourniquet. So we're just doing the best we can to kind of slow down all the blood that he's just losing by seconds.
You had had training for this, is that right?
Yes. So last semester, I took an emergency care class. I thought it'd be fun and interesting to just learn how to go about an emergency situation. But I never knew in my wildest dreams that I would actually happen to use it, and so soon after my certification, too.
Were you scared?
Not in the pure moment. Victor describes it very well. He said that we kind of went into autopilot, which I kind of like that term because I think there was just no room for me to panic or be scared in that moment. I was so focused and determined on helping Victor and making sure that he stayed with us. So I just kept talking to him and checking his vitals. And then afterwards, the shock definitely came over me, though. When Victor got transported down from the hill, I just looked at Kylie, and we just kind of broke down in the moment. There was a lot of emotion and shock and adrenaline at the same time.
How soon after you were on the scene did the official emergency responders arrive and take Victor down the mountain?
It was probably maybe 5 to 10 minutes, and then another 5 or so minutes before they could transport him down, because we just wanted to make sure that his leg was stable enough and not open.
Lynn, that 5 or 10 minutes before they got there was critical. You saved his life.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't think that at all. I don't think that I did a lot, but according to the doctors, if we weren't there, they weren't sure what was going to happen. And that makes me very happy that I could do something at least to help him.
How's Victor doing now?
He's doing great. He's home. He's stable. He's just happy, bubbly Victor, completely back to normal, which is so amazing. He's the most resilient guy I know.
Lynn Youngmo is a member of the Castleton Women's Alpine Ski Team, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And there is more skiing this weekend, hopefully nothing as dramatic as what happened at West Mountain, but some of the best and bravest ski jumpers from around the world will compete at the Harris Hill Ski Jump event at Harris Hill in Brattleboro. The Fred Harris Tournament takes place Sunday as jumpers compete for a leg of the Winged Ski Trophy. There will also be jumping and Nordic combined men's and women's classes at the Hill on Saturday in a U.S. Cup event. Ski jumpers will be flying like birds off ramps that will have many of them covering more than 300 feet in the air. It should be quite a show.